Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Sunday, March 12th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Despite numerous appeals by actors and industry veterans, the American Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has rejected Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's request to speak at tonight's Oscars ceremony. Zelensky has delivered virtual addresses at several other prestigious cultural events, including film festivals in Cannes, Berlin, and Venice, along with the Grammy Awards and Golden Globes in the United States. In a written statement to the Polish press agency, the Jan Karski Society in Poland drew parallels from the present situation to Hollywood's negative response in 1943 to efforts by Karski to mobilize the world to stop Hitler and the Holocaust. The statement called the current response by Hollywood and the Academy's decision and treatment of Zelensky simply disgraceful. In other Oscar news, Polish filmmaker Jerzy Skolimowski told Polish radio his film Eo is unlikely to win an Oscar at the 95th Academy Awards, but added that being nominated in the Best International Film category is a big honor for him. According to Skolimowski, Germany's Netflix-produced adaptation of All Quiet on the Western Front is a firm favorite to win an Oscar in several categories, including in the Best International Feature Film category. The 95th Annual Academy Awards ceremony will take place at the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles, starting around 1 a.m. Warsaw time, and will be broadcast in Poland by Canal Plus Premium and Canal Plus Online. Poland's first LNG delivery via a new South Korean-produced gas carrier ship arrived in Świnoujście yesterday. The vessel, Lech Kaczyński, was carrying around 70,000 tons of LNG from the United States, or roughly 100 million cubic meters, the equivalent to 1 week of average weekly natural gas consumption for all households in Poland. Poland has received a total of 219 LNG deliveries thus far, with LNG supplies covering approximately one-third of Poland's natural gas demand. The largest number of deliveries came from Qatar, followed by the United States and Norway. British synth-pop legends Redbox will visit Radio Gdańsk tonight for an acoustic performance of their top hits, combined with stories and anecdotes from members of the band. The special concert will feature acoustic performances of the band's greatest hits, such as Lean On Me and For America, in previously unpublished arrangements. The concert will also include a classic mix of anecdotes, emotions, and British humor, in conversation with band leader Simon Tolson-Clark and other members of the group. Redbox was founded in London in 1983 by Tolson-Clark and Julian Close, gaining notoriety with their debut single Chenko and continuing to perform together until 1990, when the original group disbanded. 20 years later, the group reformed at the behest of Tolson-Clark, going on to release a third studio album, Plenty, in October 2010. Redbox will perform live tonight in the Janusz Hajdun Concert Studio of Radio Gdańsk starting at 8 p.m. The concert will be broadcast live on air as well as on the Facebook page and website of Radio Gdańsk.
The weather.
Today will be a mix of sun and clouds with a good chance of rain or snow returning again in the late afternoon, accompanied by winds from the northwest and later south. Temperatures will remain close to freezing with highs of 2 degrees centigrade or 35 degrees Fahrenheit during the day and lows of negative 3 degrees centigrade or 27 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Warmer weather is expected for tomorrow, with a good chance for rain showers throughout the day. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.